पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महापतिराय कृष्णे मत्सराय नाम्ने गौरस्य पौलचन्द्राय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय अङ्गजामनीं कटाभिरमितो मन्त्रीं कृतेन्द्रीवरम् जगन् जगुदरोचितं विदधतं पट्टं नरस्य श्रिय वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिरसद्दामाभिराम्बूसर राधास्तं
Yesterday we went to Surya Kund. There is Bhajan Kutir in Samadhi of Madhusudan Das Babaji. And Jagannath Babaji Maharaj also performed his bhajan at this Surya Kund. Sometime Bhaktivinoda Thakur also went to this place. His disciples were asking him one time that you are district magistrate. Should think that our Gurudev left everything. And
এখানে বাগান করো, বাগানের মধ্যে বেগুন আর সবগুলি কুমড়ো টুমড়ো এইসবগুলি চাষ করো,
গ্রো ভেজিটেবলস ঠাকুর
হয়ে
আর গার্ডেনিং Jagannath Babaji Maharaj is instructing us. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, yes, you should chant Harinam. But also, along with Harinam, you should do all these tasks what Jagannath Babaji has told us to do. Otherwise, all the time you are chanting Nama Prad. He told very mercifully all instructions to you that you may develop some intelligence, planting eggplants which will be used in the service of Seva of Bhagwan. Sukriti will increase, the anathas will go away, and these anathas, when they will be removed, then only you will be able to chant Shuddha Naam, and then only your spiritual body will be manifested. And then you may be able to pass on the Ashtakalya pastimes, you may be able to meditate. When your body is full of anartha, if you chant, you will only proceed towards self. This gardening is very important, morning and evening. Afternoon times, you should always, without removing the anarthas, without these activities, your anarthas will remain in your heart. The heart will not become purified and you will not be able to meditate on the Ashtakalya pastimes. Jagannath Babaji Maharaj, he will not give to any unqualified person Shuddha Deha, instructions about Shuddha Deha. Direct aid and fasting services, especially our Russian devotees, they are they have such deep desire that Guru Guru should give us Ashtakalya pastimes and all the our spiritual identity, he should give it today. They go to Radha Kund and they receive all the such instructions. And there, Guru Manjari, Rati Manjari, these names are given to them. And for five people, they are giving same name. And then they realize that when they discuss among themselves, that all of them have the same name, same services. Today is the disappearance day of the Gautier Babaji Maharaj, who had no disciple of his own. He had only one disciple. Prabhupada is internally perfected soul, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He knows himself. He has served Mahaprabhu and Bhaktivinoda Thakur in so many ways. From, he used to live in East Bengal, and in very young age, he came to Vrindavan, left everything and came to Vrindavan,
and
performed very intense activities in Vrindavan. Live in the forest and used to live in the forest and such how it announced it. Once he desired to eat rasagulla, he chastised his tongue that he wants rasagulla. He grabbed some neem leaves and put them in his mouth. Eat this rasagulla. This is rasagulla for you.
And
and he had an annotation just for Raghunath Das Goswami. You are hungry. He would go to the banks of Yamuna or Radhakund and he would extract the mud from there and he would eat this. So renounced he was. And he became blind within some time because of such deep austerities. And there, then at Surjakund, he used to stay there after wandering from Ravimandala, from Navadip. Mayapur had not yet been manifested. In this, Kulia village used to be known as Navadip. He used to live in Navadip city, town, and he saw that this place is full of materialists. Somebody wants to get married, somebody needs money. Such people used to come to Babaji, Babaji, I am surrendered to you, please help me.
So come with
material desires, please. Please give me benediction that I can collect a Krishna Dasi. Oh, you want Krishna Dasi? Once this person got married and brought his wife, oh, I collected Krishna Dasi. Very nice. You collected Krishna Dasi. Krishna Dasi, she is. Then you must understand that the Vrajadasi is how they worship Krishna Dasi. How they respected Krishna Dasi. You should feed her, you should bathe her, offer her food, but don't. Before Thakur said to Babaji Maharaj that if you will not be merciful on this boy, please be merciful on him. He said, okay, I will ask to Nitai Thakur, to the deity Mahaprabhu, and ask him whatever they order me. After 2 days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, did you ask? Oh, I forgot. After 2-4 days, again he asked him,
he said,
you are not seeing my condition. He just jagged Chandrayan, wow, he has taken just Chandrayan Vrat means for 1 month you take a fasting walk. When the moon increases, you decrease your morsel by one, so that 14 morsels you eat in the beginning, then at the end you are eating only one morsel of day food. And like this, if you will proceed, he will die certainly. Please accept him. You should thank and be merciful on him.
Bhaktivinoda
Thakur gave his son. One time, Lord Vishwadabhi Maharaj wore very nice aristocratic dress, very beautiful western suit, shirt, very nice turban, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur began to laugh at him. What is this first time that you are performing? Why are you dressed so opulently today? These Babajis are all devotees. Shut up. It's better to give up this Babaji dress, what they are wearing. If I would dress like this, like aristocratically, that is better for me. At least I will look different from them. Bhaktivinoda became very happy at his answer. One time, whatever money he used to get, he used to collect all the money with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur would keep account of all the money that Babaji Maharaj was giving him. Then he said, Babaji Maharaj, today I am going to do a festival. All these cows, and I want to feed Rasagula to all the cows. Please give him money. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him the money. Said, where is the money? One time also he was sitting in the toilet. He's sitting there inside. Why? He's saying the smell of the material is worse than the smell in this toilet. Because these materialists are disturbing me and my
vision.
Because of the stench in this toilet, these materialist people will not disturb me. And the chairman of the municipality of the district, other highly placed officials in the superintendent of police, they all came to meet Babaji. This tomorrow, this toilet, we will make a very beautiful bhajan kutir for you. To stay inside that bhajan kutir. I am not feeling well. I can't open the door. Thank you very much. I cannot come out. Many people came, but he did not open the door, and he's still inside, many days and chanting inside. One day, by the order of Prabhupada, my Gurudev, our Param Gurudev, that was Vinayak Bihari Brahmachari, his name, Nemi Maharaj, his name was, Krishna was also there. Gurudev's aunt, Param Gurudev's aunt, all went to Adarshan of Prabhupada Maharaj. They asked that, oh Babaji Maharaj, please open the door, we want to have your darshan. I cannot open, I am not feeling well. Guru Maharaj said, Babaji Maharaj, Saraswati Thakur has sent me here to see you. Oh, Saraswati Thakur has sent you, okay. Then he opened the door immediately. Gurudev offered him, our Param Gurudev offered him dandavat pranams, and he said, Prabhu, please be merciful on us. Okay, whatever obstacles on the path of bhakti, distress that may disturb you in your urgent spiritual life, I will take away all those obstacles, and you perform urgent very deeply and preach Mahaprabhu's message all over. And he said that never in my life I had all those obstacles which would come, they would so very easily I would be able to overcome all those mysteries by the, all over India I preached by the mercy of Babaji Maharaj. It is his blessings. These are the specialities, some of the specialties of Babaji Maharaj. This is his disappearance day. Today is also Ekadashi. May he be merciful that he will back at his lotus feet, that he may one time when he gave Diksha to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, we said, don't go to Calcutta, that is the place of Kali. And Prabhupada, first of all, he went to Calcutta and established a mat. Bagh Bazar mat. Ulta Danga, then he came to Bagh Bazar. And there, Sita Maharaj, Bhaktivala Sita Maharaj, his name was Kunja Bihari in those days. Bhaktivala Sita Maharaj was disciple Bhakti Pradapti Maharaj, a brahmachari in those days, and other grihastha devotees also, and renounced some sannyasis also. They went and surrendered to him and took diksha from him. And in Bagh Bazar, he established his Bagh Bazar mat, and from this mat he preached so many places. So what he has done? Has he disobeyed Bhagavad Gita Maharaj? No, this is not correct. Baba did not disobey Babaji Maharaj, but for showing mercy to the conditioned souls, if we would not have preached from there, then we would not have been, none of us would have been here today. It is from this place, from where he preached, that all of us are here. Prabhupada can never disobey his, like Lokanath Goswami said to Narasimha Thakur, that go from here. And he could have sat there in Vrindavan and chanted. No, but immediately he went everywhere and preached. Thousands of disciples he made in Bengal and Assam. This is the instruction of Gurudev. Gurudev's desire is to make disciples and preach all over so that they will come to Krishna, close to Krishna. When he used to wander in Vrindavan, he used to say, Radhe, Radhe, where is Radhika? Merciful Srimati Radhika. Gosai means that Raghunath Das Goswami is mentioning, Das Goswami. And Radha Goswami, Shyam, Kandakam, Giriraj, Govardhan, Radhe, Radhe, he is chanting. Is to weep, cry in separation, like Das Goswami. In this way, the Vaishnavas are rare in this world. May this Babaji Maharaj show his mercy on us. One girl on top of Babaji Maharaj's hut, in one spot, there was some rice which had come. It was hanging from the ceiling, and a snake was going and was, had entered into this pot. The woman stopped. The snake was eating the rice. She told Babaji Maharaj, Maharaj, do not use this rice. It has been eaten by a snake. It is poison. You go away from here. Don't come inside. This wish, this poison is, there is more poison in you than in this snake. A woman is more poisonous than a snake. Oh, so renounced. Also, one time, now Mayapur had not been discovered yet, and Prabhupada used to live in Mayapur, and Babaji Maharaj used to live in Abadi. Somehow in the midnight, he crossed Ganga without any assistant. When I went there, actually there was no road. There were only just places full of pond, bushes, and trees. It was very difficult to cross the river. Now we used to cross the river, and now we would go to Bhaktivinoda Prabhupada. Nobody can answer. Prabhupada asked him, how did you cross in the dead of night, so dense darkness, full of thorny bushes? How did you cross the Ganga? You are also not able to see properly. He said, oh, Nitai, one child, he said, he helped him to cross the Ganga. This is the character of his life. If you want to do bhajan, then you have to follow the instructions and the way he has performed bhajan, especially the sannyasis. Do not do anything that will be contradictory to a sannyasi's mood. You should be very careful in your behavior. If something is not for your use, it is better to stay away from such things. Don't have any association with women or materialism. Otherwise, you will earn a bad name. Your Gurudev and yourself will earn a bad name. Always follow the model of such great personality as a translation. He also wanted to place this, but not translate. He also could not translate 1-2 places. Yeah, probably. Bengali problem, Baba.
Actually, good. There was a Samadhi also of Srimad Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Maharaj. There was also Sri Jagannath Swamiji Maharaj used to reside. One time when Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda was visiting there, then the disciples of Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj approached Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda and said, you are a district magistrate, you are an expert in everything. But our Gurudev may even give us some instruction. Because we have left everything, our house, our wife, our farm, and have come here to do bhajan. So never ask if they are, and then to ask the Kali Lila. But our Gurudev may be normally, his mind is affected because he is telling us to try to plant vegetables, plant flowers, water this, do this. We have not come here for this thing. And we're becoming very great. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, what Sri Jagannatha Prabhuji Maharaj said is completely perfect. He is not a conditioned soul. Whatever instructions he tells you, you should do that as well as chant your Harinam. Because your chanting is not pure, you're always chanting Namaparan. Therefore, by engaging in the service of Bhagavan and Vaishnav, one will accumulate sukriti. And gradually, by the influence of that sukriti, one can chant the pure name. By the grace of the pure holy name, one's spiritual body, either Deha, will be revealed. And by the grace of the pure name, one will simply be able to enter into Asta Kali Lila. There is no other method except the chanting of the pure name. If while you are plagued by an artist, you try to remember your so-called Siddha Deha, you will simply go to hell. And the chill desires will overwhelm you. Therefore, Sri Jagannatha Babaji Maharaj never gave so-called Siddha Pranali to unqualified persons. Therefore, these days, Rasan, our approaching Gurudev, the Siddha Pranali, Shamaya Karasbhav, what is the name of my spiritual body? What color sari do I wear? What is my seva? Who is my husband? Therefore, they go to Radhakund. And what happens? One Babaji Maharaj gives a sentence to the Pranali to 4 or 5. They don't tell anyone. Otherwise, one disciple realizes, my God, Gurudev gave the same Bhajari name to you also. Therefore, today is also the disappearance day of Sri Gopishwara Babaji Maharaj. He only had one disciple, that was Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Therefore, he appeared in Bangladesh, but he left everything and came here to Vrindavan and moved everywhere performing bhajan. He was the embodiment of renunciation. One time, he had some desire, I want to eat rasgulla. Then he became angry with himself. Oh, rascal, tell us you want rasgulla. that he went up to Beamleys and said that to himself. Sometimes he would be hungry, then he would punish himself, hold out for stomach, and he would eat some mud from the Ganga, from the Yamuna. Because of this, he became blind. Therefore, he performed bhajan also there at Surikund, where we went yesterday. But the last part of his pastimes, he went to Mayapur. That time, Mayapur had not manifested itself as the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That time, most people were considering that Navadvip or Nadia was actually the appearance place of Mahaprabhu. That time, so many materialists were coming. Oh, Babaji, you blessed me. I want to marry. I want to marry. I need money. I want this. I want that. Therefore, they used to disturb him so much. One time, one devotee came, and he had married, and he had brought his wife. Oh, Babaji Maharaj, I have brought wife to Krishna Dasi. And Babaji Maharaj became very great. You are very lucky. It's very rare to find a Vrishabhati in this world. Therefore, you should serve her. You should do puja to her. You should cook for her. You should eat her remnants. You should serve her completely. But if you ever have a desire to enjoy her, you will be destroyed and you will go to hell. That person defeats Krishnadasi and disappears. One man came to Babaji Maharaj. Oh, Babaji Maharaj, give me mercy, give me mercy. Again and again he requested the Babaji Maharaj opened his doors open and gave. Take mercy. And that man ran away. He was afraid. One time, one king of Chipur, if I'm not mistaken, invited Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj to one Vaishnava Bela festival for preaching. Again and again he requested Babaji Maharaj, please come to our festival. Then Sri Babaji Maharaj refused and said, you should give up everything and come here with nothing. I will maintain you, I will give you a place to live, I will feed you, you should stay here and do bhajan. First protect yourself, then try to help others. So, he had no disciples. He was the embodiment of renunciation. But he used to go from his bhajan, his place of bhajan at Chulukam, he would cross the spot and go to visit Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda at Gokrum. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to have his devotee at Harinam and Harikatha there. And he used to give so much respect to Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj. Seeing his unprecedented character, Sri Vimal Prasad, Sri Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, his brahmachari name, she desired to take Diksha initiation from him. But when he asked, then Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj said, oh, I have to ask Mahaprabhu. Without his instruction, I cannot do anything. Then the next day, when Sri Vimal Prasad asked, oh, did you ask Mahaprabhu? Then Sri Babaji Maharaj would say, oh, I forgot to ask. This way, many times it happened like this, that it appeared he was neglected by Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj. Then Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur took the Chandraya Prat. That means, as from the full moon it goes down to the dark moon, the moon decreases, you decrease your eating until the day of the Amaravati don't eat anything. Then when the Amaravati increases, you take one handful, the next day two handfuls like this. Then he became very thin. Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, oh, you want that this boy should die, you should be merciful to him. Therefore, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had already taken Harinam from Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur and was worshipping the Kurman deity. But by the grace of Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj, he took initiation, Diksha. One time, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur saw Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj was dressed in a wonderful style. He had silk dhoti, one shirt. And normally Sri Babaji Maharaj would just wear some cloth that he'd taken from a dead body. Today he was walking like a landlord with a walking stick. Then Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur was amazing. Oh Babaji Maharaj, what astonishing form you are manifesting today. Why are you dressed like this? He said, because Babaji's so-called renouncements, their character is so useless and worthless, I do not want to be associated with them. So then people think I'm a materialist and people think that I'm one, Babaji. Therefore, I am worried like this. Even now, Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very happy. Some people used to give donations to Sri Gaurakshana Babaji Maharaj, and he would keep the coin to Sri Thakur Bhaktivinoda. Then Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to change the coin and give to those. But Babaji Maharaj refused to take the notes. So whatever was there before, give me that. when anybody is Bhagavad called, carry him the money. Then Sri Bhagavad Gita says, there will be a big feast. I will buy all the cows and dogs and give rascals to them. Then I give the rascals to the dogs and to the Bhagavad. One time he locked himself in a toilet to teach us. The foul smell caused by the association of materialistic persons is a lot better than the foul smell emanating from the bathroom. Therefore he locked himself in the toilet. Many big persons came there. Oh, Babaji, Maharaj, please open the door. We'll build you a nice brother from here. But he was neglected, saying, I'm seeing, I cannot open. That time he refused everyone. That time asked Sri Guruji and with his aunt and six seven of the good three came and also knocked on the door. Babaji Maharaj, please be merciful, give us darshan. He said, I cannot open the door. I'm sick. Then Sri Guruji said, no, we are the disciples of Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada. We have come on his order. Then Sri Babaji Maharaj became very happy and he opened the door and gave darshan. That time he offered a benediction to Sri Padma. You should preach the Vani, the instructions of Mahaprabhu, very enthusiastically. I bless you that no disturbance will ever touch you. Therefore, Padma used to remember this pastime as weeping. He would say, so many obstacles came on my head, but by the grace of the benediction of Sri Govindana Swami Maharaj, I never felt any disturbance. Therefore, on this Ekadasi day, we remember his astonishing renunciation and his wonderful qualities. Sri Gokshan Swami Maharaj ordered Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, don't go to the place of Kali, Kalikata. Don't go to Kolkata. But that was the first place that Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur started his Gaudiya Math preaching from, along with Sri Kunja Bihari Prabhu, after his sannyasa became Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj and Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj and the disciple of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He started his preaching in Kolkata. And afterwards, he moved to Bhagavad-gama. Did he disobey the order of Sri Gokshana Swamiji Maharaj? No, he did not disobey. Only to give mercy to the jivas, he started preaching them. Just like Sri Narasimha Das Thakur was ordered outside of Vrindavan by his guru. Oh, go and give water. Therefore, he preached everywhere. Therefore, he did not trust you to disobey the order of his guru. He fulfilled the order of his guru. Sri Gokshana Swamiji Maharaj used to live in Vrindavan and he would go place to place with so much separation chant, Kotai Gosemamoni Raje Raje. Where is Radharani? He would weep, moving forest and forest. It is very rare to find a Vaishnava like this. One time Sri Gokshana Swamiji Maharaj would keep his rice that he had collected from Diksha, he would keep it in a pot hanging from the roof. Then one day one old woman came, oh Babaji Maharaj, don't take that rice. One snake has gone inside. If you eat it, you will become sick. But Babaji Maharaj said, the snake is not as poisonous as you. Every woman, we should not take any affection from any woman. That time, somehow, he used to cross the Ganga and come to visit from Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Gojroom. That time, how he could cross, Gurudev said, even in his time, when he went to see Param Gurudev, there was no road, only thorny jungle. So how would he cross, being in a blind condition, the thorny jungle as a flooded Ganga? That time one, Babaji Maharaj used to say, I don't know how I crossed, one boy took my hand and took me across the river. Therefore Babaji Maharaj's chanting was spotless, and those who take it down, they should also be spotless. No one should be able to point the finger, out of the jitka. Otherwise there will be disrespect both to you and to the spiritual master.
Babaji Maharaj, তার শেষ দিনে অন্তিম সময়েতে
Babaji Maharaj last stage of his life
তাদেরকে বলেন
in his bhajan kutir, he told somebody that I need a bhajan kutir. I will give up my life now, take my body, should drag my body across all the streets of Prabhupada so that tie my legs to the rope and then I cannot perform any bhajan. So at least the dust of Prabhupada will apply on my limbs and then throw my dead body in the Ganga river. Then he disappeared from the world after some time. And how Babaji Maharaj said, some people started saying that we should follow. We purchased a thick rope from the bazaar, made from coconut. And then they said that we have dragged his body all across the village. Babaji Maharaj, but Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada came to know that his servants want to drag him by the coconut rope and drag him across the village at his final desire. Immediately, he had many disciples with him, Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada. He came to this place immediately. This is your hypocrisy. You are all atheistic hypocrites. You don't know that Gurudev is being humble, and now you have to bind him, bind his feet and drag him across Navadvip. If you touch him, then all of you will become burned to ashes. I am his only disciple. He had no other disciple. What is a disciple? I am his disciple. I am a Brahmachari all life. If you are celibate for life, you can touch him. Okay, 1 year, for last 1 year if you are celibate. Okay, last 1 month if you are celibate. If you are celibate for today, you can touch him. Otherwise, you will be burned to ashes. Like this lion-like roar. By hearing lion-like words of Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada, everybody slowly disappeared from this place. Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Prabhupada took the transcendental body of his Gurudev and he gave him Samadhi along with his disciples. This is the Prabhupada was his only one and only one disciple of his. And like this was the transcendental pastimes of Babaji Maharaj. It was personification of this shloka, Srinath Apisunishya. May the Babaji Maharaj be merciful on us. Translation.
Sri Gopisara Babaji Maharaj, when he was leaving before he left this world, he gave some instructions out of humility. Oh, when I leave this world, then you should, I could not do bhajan in this body. Therefore, this body should be purified. Then we request that you tie my feet to some altar and drag me through the lanes of Navadvip. By doing so, I can get some security. My life can be fulfilled. Okay. So the so-called Babaji, they think we have to follow the order of Sri Gopisara Babaji Maharaj. Therefore they began to bind his divine vigraha to the horse. That's why Prabhupada heard from the news that Sri Gopisara Babaji Maharaj had left. Therefore he immediately appeared there with 30 or 40 disciples and said, none of you have the right to touch his divine form, his transcendental form, because I am his only disciple. Therefore, only that person who has strictly maintained brahmachari for their whole life, they may touch the divine figure of Sri Gopisara Babaji Maharaj. Otherwise, they will be burned to ashes. Then no one came forward. Or if someone has not touched a woman or not a woman for 1 month, 2 weeks, even since this morning, and no one came forward, if they touch the body without fulfilling his desire, they will be burned to ashes. Just see the humility of Sri Gopisara Babaji Maharaj.
हरी हरी बोल
विकास देना ये सभा हो गए सभा विभिन्न वक्तारा बाबा जी महाराज
Later, we will have the assembly again. When we will assemble, all the devotees will be speaking. Where is Shachi Prabhu? Chuchuraj Shachi Prabhu. Everybody should speak. Sachin Prabhu from Chunchura. Come and see me, Gurudev Singh. Come and see me, some devotee. You cannot hear Gurudev Singh. You are speaking in your
initiation,
one devotee from Bengal.
Is there then
9 a.m.
Thank
and I request the Shiva Shiva and Srihari Guru to help me give out this matter. Aajke
Dhamma Dhar, Bhagavad Gita, Dhar, 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 Dh